Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me.
7 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Jessica Menton, who's a business reporter, talking about the economy in Greece and how that may affect us. The Doug Good Day program featuring Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden. The Supreme Court in 1981 ruled that candidates for federal office had an affirmative right to go on TV. The ruling limited a TV network's right to determine when political campaigns begin and who may buy time. 1981. Think about all the significant things that have been set into or done by the Supreme Court. These nine people who really are the supremers.
Well,
think about
all
of the
things. Well,
they're
more important than the president, the
Supreme Court. Well, they are socially to how we live and and what. And most of the things, have you noticed lately that most of the questions they've had have been a more social slash legal than just plain legal?
Yeah.
We were talking about the transgender and transracial things and the stuff that they are applying to the gay marriage sort of thing and how government is just into everything. We were talking about vaccinations and whether this thing that California has adopted as of yesterday will go to the Supreme Court, because there are people who do not want to have to take vaccine, whether they're best or not, whether it makes sense for everybody. If this is a free country, then you ought to be able to make stupid decisions. Now, people would say, well, if it affects other people negatively, then they ought not to have the right to make stupid decisions. Well, you know, the measles outbreak, which didn't that take place in California? Isn't that why the Disneyland thing, right? Remember that from earlier this year? So does that becomes the precursor or the predicator for doing all these things. Okay, let's keep pushing this. Push the envelope. Push.
If I was a parent, you know, again today, I would not want my child to be in school with a child who was not vaccinated.
Yeah, so send her to a private school. It's your choice.
Well, but the same thing with the private school.
Private school, you have a say over it. Public school, you probably don't. Yeah. Would you do that, Richie?
Public health issues, I think, need to be regulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I disagree with you on that. I think absolutely.
Good for you. The basis of a sound discussion is disagreement. Yes. All right, Richie, what about you? Your children vaccinated, right?
My kids are all vaccinated. They have to be. As a matter of fact, my son's getting ready to go into the sixth grade, and he's got a couple of vaccinations that he'll need to have before he enters school next year.
How did that all happen? How did that all come about?
Because they started seeing 40 and 50 and 100 kids die in one community and said, okay, maybe we ought to do something about this.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So there it is, part of the debate.
Unfortunately, I hate to admit it, knowing you and I are kind of the same way when it comes to, like, oh, my God, government.
Government.
I mean, it is sometimes for the public good. It is necessary.
Yeah.
Public health. Yep.
The average price of a Manhattan apartment hit a new high. Announcement yesterday.
Which is good for our resident slumlord over there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Average cost of an apartment is up 11% in New York City. The average price for an apartment in New York is $1.87 million. High demand, low supply. You're sitting on a gold mine, Roberta.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you see my Facebook post?
No, what did you say? What did you say? Can we repeat it on the air?
I had to pay my July 1st property taxes yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I'm trying to get the exact figure here.
You have the building where I stay that you own has four different apartments.
Five.
There, right?
Five apartments.
My God, Roberta, look at how much you've posted in the last day.
She's back on the air.
It's a townhouse. It's basically 20 feet by 96 feet is the property.
Right.
It has five apartments. And yesterday I paid my mid-year taxes. I pay property taxes on July 1st and on January 1st.
Right.
And the grand total was $23,478.55.
Okay, so now let's...
Roberta, this will really crank him up. Of that $23,478.55, Doug, that Roberta paid for taxes, $570 of it was a convenience tax.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you want to compare
notes?
You wonder why
apartments are as expensive. And these are not, you got to understand, these are not luxury apartments.
No, they are.
They're nice apartments.
Comfortable, warm,
They're nice, they're beautifully appointed,
$23,000.
But they're not the definition of luxury.
Yeah. My taxes in Framingham, I had to pay them yesterday. The two farms that I have, 143 acres, $5,685 I paid.
Because you're getting away with it because of the farm.
I'm not getting away with anything.
I'll never forget when I just went to visit my aunt and uncle in Bethany Beach, Delaware this past weekend.
Yeah.
And they moved from Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a high tax area, to Delaware. My uncle told me I have to get out of this state, speaking of Maryland, before they steal all of my retirement fund. He went from paying $7,000 a year in property taxes to $900 a year in Delaware. Huh. And everybody in Maryland retires to Delaware or North Carolina or something.
Let's go to Delaware.
Yep.
Speaking of money and finances and how this sort of thing affects us, what do you think it would be like if we lived in Greece? The government's trying to get everything that they can. They give everything, it would seem, away. And now they're trying to take it back again because of the economy and their debt. We'll find out more about that with reporter Jessica Ment in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night? Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM mounted a cross-country expedition to see exactly what it would be like to experience the Valley of Death on the 4th of July. Yes, the 4th. December may have been a better choice. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Evening of July 3rd, we park the chopper in Beatty, Nevada, hit the quarters lots at 325 to 1, and at dawn, Route 374, across the border into California, and down Daylight Pass Road into Death Valley. Sunlight finally broke across the bottom of the bucket, illuminating a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. Too late, beat that by 85. Riding Death Valley on July 4th meant an end to the fun no later than 10:30 in the morning. You want to ride in the hottest place on Earth? December may have been a better choice.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Dukovs for 3 at a time.
So where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
All right, let's at 16 past the hour try to get to the bottom. Let's share with everybody the information that you need to know about what's going on in Greece, defaulting on their major loan payment. Jessica Menton is with us, business reporter from the International Business Times. And the economy in Greece, I guess most people here are asking, Jessica, how will this affect us in America?
Right, absolutely. Greece did default on their debt. And the most recent news out of that is Greece is actually willing to concede ground in discussions with its creditors. It sent a letter to them, and now there's going to be another meeting, even though they already defaulted, and they're going to talk about new proposals of what they could do. But I think it got to this point basically because of a situation of who's going to blink first, the creditors or Greece.
So when we talk about creditors, you and I, if we borrow money for a house, the bank's our creditor. You buy a car, the car company is the creditor. You have a credit card, the bank is the creditor. So who loans money? Normally, when we think about a government, we think about it almost being the source of its own money through taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So where does the country, Greece is the example here, where do they go to get their money? Who are the creditors?
So basically, they're actually getting this money from a lot of the other countries that are in the Eurozone, and it's known as the Troika. So you have three different bodies. It's the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Commission, and that's where they're getting this money from. And they owed the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion, and they did not pay that. Right. And originally, they were supposed to pay over four installment plans in June, and they decided to bundle them all together at the end of the month, and that was already a clear sign that they probably didn't have the money to pay, and that's why we got to that point yesterday. So they didn't have the money, and they've also been putting out different capital controls on Greek citizens where they can only go to the ATMs and take out about $60 a day, and that's not very much.
No.
So that's a definitely scary thing if you're a Greek citizen and you can't take out money and you have family.
Will they lose the ability to use the euro? Do they have to go back to their own currency, bitcoins or something? What do they do now?
That's a great question. And something that a lot of people don't realize, there are a few countries like Montenegro and Kosovo that actually use the euro, but they're not in the Eurozone and they're not in the European Union. So it's actually quite possible that Greece could end up leaving the Eurozone and still end up using the euro as their currency. Mm-hmm. But then there's also this concern, do they go back to the drachma? Is this the drachma part two,
right. Yeah.
Their previous currency? But I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. They could end up keeping the euro.
So this is a country that's very socialistic. People retire early. Unemployment is a factor. They sort of have this gimme, gimme, gimme approach. We deserve, we earn, whatever it is. But now the government's turning around. Taxes are high. Pensions are being cut. They feel like they're being the old woe is me syndrome.
This is really about what they're negotiating right now is more short-term issues, and it has to do with, like you mentioned, those pension cuts and those tax hikes. So what they're negotiating now actually has nothing to do with
what got them. I think what people wonder is how'd they get there in the first place? They have a structure socially that allows people to retire early, and they have big pensioners, big pensions. They have a Medicare sort of program. It's all the government paying for all sorts of things that they don't have the money to pay for. Isn't that what it is, more or less?
I think a big part of it is the fact that these bailout programs were never exactly set up to make Greece sustainable.
No, but that's not, I'm asking how they got there. What goes on in their country socially? The early retirement, the government benefits, they have to have gotten them. They got into a hole for a reason. I'm not worried now so much about how they get themselves out of it. I just wanted to know if you can tell people how they got into this problem in the first place as a warning perhaps to us.
Right. A big part of it actually is what they blame it on is the austerity measures that were put in place since the financial crisis. And so that's why you've seen those unemployment rates, especially the youth unemployment rates, up over 50%. And they're saying that due to these pension cuts and these tax hikes, that's why we're continuing to suffer in their economy. That's sort of the argument that they're having right now.
Yeah.
But I think it could easily go on both sides, because I think a lot of blame does get put on Greece, but I think you should also question sometimes maybe the other side of it too when it comes to some of those bailout programs, and maybe sometimes some of these austerity measures, maybe they could be too harsh on those economies, especially the southern European economies.
A week anyway. Jessica Menton from the International Business Times, thank you.